You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 45 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, a message from the family of Santa Quinn Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, the officer killed in the line of duty yesterday morning. His brother Mike made the drive from Wyoming to speak at Santa Quinn City Hall this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is joining us live to share his emotional statement. Eric.
Jeff, surrounded by officers from every department involved in capturing the suspect, the fallen officer's younger brother, Mike Hoosier, shared a statement from the family he leaves behind, starting with how he started serving his community.
Bill started his law enforcement journey as a volunteer, unpaid, doing the same job. And he started that late in life. So it was a decision that he made, something that he wanted to do.
As the tears flowed, he concluded his remarks, sharing how much he loved the work.
Doing a job that he loved. Serving people that he loved. This community, his brothers and sisters in law enforcement, in this community that he called home.
A GoFundMe has been made. Find that at KSLNewsRadio.com. Reporting live from Santa Quinn. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
In case you missed that last part, because Eric sort of cut off, the GoFundMe has been set up at GoFundMe.com. Thus far, it's raised tens of thousands of dollars. The governor has ordered that all flags be flown at half staff at state facilities for Sergeant Hoosier. They'll be lowered until he is buried. The governor says any private citizens, businesses, or other organizations are welcome to also fly their flags at half staff in Sergeant Hoosier's memory. KSL News Time 3:32. Other news we're following. Utah's new NHL team is getting a brand new practice facility, and it's going to be easy for the players to go shopping after practice. KSL Sports NHL insider Jay Stevens told Utah's new news the shops at Southtown won't be torn down.
They've been looking for a while for a place to put a team, or, you know, for our practice facility ever since the announcement that we're going to have an NHL team. It's obvious they needed a place to practice since the Delta Center will host both the NHL and the NBA. So they've been looking around, and it just made sense. I think they made this agreement with the shops at Southtown, and you're going to have an amazing state-of-the-art facility with at least two NHL-sized ice rinks.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our coverage from the shops at Southtown.
The mall is rather empty on a Monday afternoon, so several business owners here say they're excited that this could bring new foot traffic to the area. The Smith Entertainment Group says they'll build two regulation ice rinks, and they don't want to limit access to just the professionals, saying they'll have youth and community hockey programs here as well.
Smith Entertainment Group plans to have construction completed before the 2025 hockey season. KSL News Time 3:32, prosecutors laying out a paper trail leading to former President Trump at his hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, prosecutors showing invoices and checks signed by the former president they claim were aimed at buying the silence of an adult film actress. The series of checks mostly drawn from his personal bank account. Meanwhile, the judge today finding Mr. Trump in contempt of court again for violating a gag order. He fined him another $1,000. Mr. Trump spoke in the hallway of the courthouse before going into court today and before learning about the new fine.
The judge is gagged. Me, and I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess, his total conflict.
The new fine is on top of the $9,000 that Mr. Trump had to pay last week. The judge also raised the possibility of sending the former president to jail. Meantime, the former Georgia special prosecutor who was forced to resign from the election interference case against Mr. Trump over his relationship with the district attorney is explaining what happened.
You don't plan to fall in love. You don't plan to have some relationship in the workplace. You don't set out to do that.
Nathan Wade told ABC News he believes there will be a day of reckoning in the case despite it being sidelined for months over scandal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A Salt Lake City Park that's become a haven for the homeless could soon get a facelift.
Cottonwood Park is a favorite of dog owners because there is a large off-leash area. The 17-acre park straddles the Jordan River in the northwest part of the city, which raises safety concerns due to the number of unsheltered people who camp in the park.
And that is a large and a valid concern. It's hard to try to imagine like what a park can be.
Kara Johnson, a city planner, says there is a survey seeking comments regarding what things people would like to see at the park, though construction won't start for more than a year. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Well, if you thought yesterday's snowfall was kind of strange for May, you were right.
Without the 2 inches of snow and rain in the valley, KSL meteorologists say it's the most snow we've had fall in May in over 5 years. We last saw a storm similar to this one in May of 2017. The latest winter storm before that was back in 2010 when it snowed on May 24th. But early May is still considered late in the season. The last snowfall is typically mid-April.
KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla. This storm won't be over till Wednesday, but of course, it's good for the reservoirs. 3:36. Let's check the trip home. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crash free on the Valley freeways, but we do have a crash called out just to the side of 3200 West at 1900 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.